The dismal earnings reports keep piling up. Fiber optic equipment maker JDS Uniphase is eliminating an additional 7,000 jobs after posting huge losses for its fiscal fourth quarter. NPR's Elaine Khoury reports from San Francisco.
JDS Uniphase lost nearly $8 billion in the quarter ending June 30th. Granted, about $6 billion were costs related to buying out former rivals. But even discounting that and other one-time charges, such as losses on stock investments, the Silicon Valley giant still lost $477 million, or 36 cents per share. Sales also dropped 35% from the prior quarter. At this time last year, JDS stock was trading at $140 per share. It's fallen more than 90% since then. Greg Blonder is a general partner with Morgenthaler Ventures, which invests in telecommunications companies. Blonder says the problems at JDS are an expected result of the market downturn.
JDS and a lot of other manufacturers built equipment for a overheated set of customers, and it was because the stock market was oversupplying these customers with capital. When that capital dried up, their customers disappeared very dramatically, and they're burning off inventory they built up in preparation, and they're burning off people at the same time.
JDS first announced 5,000 layoffs in April. The latest round brings the total staff reduction to 16,000 jobs, or nearly two-thirds of the JDS workforce as of early spring. JDS is also cutting other expenses, giving up about 2 million square feet of office space. CEO Joseph Strauss says the company's future relies on lowering its cost structure and churning out new products that will attract customers when the economy begins to turn around. But many technology analysts have begun to doubt the telecom industry will recover anytime soon. Elaine Khoury, NPR News, San Francisco.